This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies about the Oceania Islands of Marshall Islands, Federated States of Micronesia, and Palau, leading us to have a conversation also about the Northern Marianas, Saipan and Tinian. Those are U.S. territory as opposed to the Compact of Freely Associated States, the first three I named. Those are provided protection by the U.S. but are sovereign. Northern Marianas, Tinian, and Saipan are U.S. territory. And what has started now is that the Chinese nationals from Hong Kong are being flown directly into Saipan without a visa. Saipan is U.S. territory without a visa. A boat across to Tinian where there is a casino. The casino in Saipan is dormant, but in Tinian it's active. Cleo makes the point about those casinos and how they're used. Most importantly, she also makes the point about Guam being vulnerable to Chinese nationals without visas entering the United States of America, ostensibly for tourism. Yes, but at the same time, Cleo makes the point that tourism for the Chinese Communist Party is political leverage. Here's Cleo Pascal, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, speaking of Saipan, the very famous island from the Battle of Saipan and the Second War, but now an airport for Chinese nationals from Hong Kong to fly in to U.S. territory without a visa. Puzzling. More of this later.
No casino at the moment, but that casino, which at one point was running more money than the casinos in Macau, was running billions of dollars through tiny little casino, and I think can quite rightly be suspected to be a money laundering operation at massive scale, which is a whole other issue. Chinese tourism is politically directed. That's how they tried to build up and then crash the Palau economy, for example, in order to try to get it to derecognize Taiwan. So this is clearly for economic leverage. That there's a very honest governor in CNMI now who wants to close the Chinese loophole. He wants to diversify tourism. But by addicting the business sector to the Chinese money, they're hoping to undermine his position and keep that loophole open.